I think this is from that album, Songs You Never Expected to Hear Played on an Organ. I Want to Hold Your Hand. That one comes to us from the Beatles. Many years ago. All right. Always a pleasure to have our next guest on, Deputy Editorial Page Editor for the Detroit News, the one and only Caitlin Buss. Caitlin, Happy New Year. Happy end of the week, and it's great to talk with you. My son Adam said he just ran into you.
Yes. It's a highlight to get to see him at work. So occasionally, I'm happy to.
I'm sure it's a highlight when he sees you at work. It's a highlight when I get to have you on the show. And there, I want to salute you right from the beginning that you're just now working on a story on Minneapolis instead of coming out with a story before anyone knew anything, which is unfortunately what Kristi Noem did, what the president did, what a number of people did, what the governor did, what the mayor of Minneapolis talking and telling us what happened before they could possibly even know.
Yeah, well, you're right. And it's happened kind of on many sides. And what's interesting in this era of social media and videoing everything is that we can often see with our own eyes, you know, pretty well. I admit we don't know everything, we were all not there. So they have that to contend with as well, you know, a public that has more access to information than before. This case, I have to admit, really jarred me, especially, you know, the first week back here in working, and the video footage alone, just kind of everything that went down, as we learned, you know, this, you know, as a citizen, I mean, just everything we've learned, a really problematic situation, I think, in our country. And you know, I'll give a little preview. If another civil war was going to start, I would imagine that maybe something like what happened on the streets would be the start. You know, looking back.
The point is, though, Caitlin Buss, none of us know exactly. None of us have been in the shoes of that officer. I said earlier, I'm not a cop, but I probably wouldn't have thought pulling my gun out when he pulled it out before she started to speed away. I don't know that I would do that because I don't think there was a big enough issue or problem. But I've never had a car barreling at me before. He has. But here's all we know for sure. She was blocking the road. She let her wife out minutes earlier to videotape herself blocking the road. So the way they have this is, well, they almost try to make it sound like she had just dropped her child off at school and she got caught up in this. No. She was where she wanted to be, doing what she wanted to do. And we know for a fact she didn't heed the orders. We all heard them say, get out of the car. She did not. She then tried to drive away. So we know those two things are wrong. And we tried, your kids aren't old enough yet, but all of us have told our kids, or should have, if a police officer tells you to do something, do it with your hands clearly visible. And if it's wrong, we'll figure it out later in court. But out on the street, they are. Go ahead.
Sorry. I don't disagree. You know, I've been pulled over many times in my life. And I have to say, there, you know, psychologically, I think there's probably a lot that happened that we won't ever know, right, between these two people. And so that's, of course, a consideration. But I, you know, all of that being said, yes, follow law enforcement's orders. That can be scary. It admittedly can be scary. But I think still what took place was still a little bit past the pale. You know, it's like you said, it's very debatable whether he was under threat. And to see someone gunned down in the street in that way, certainly she was acting recklessly. But I don't think we're used to seeing that kind of lethal force
used
by the government.
We are not. Thank God we are not.
Mm-hmm.
So much going on. There was so much going on and so many people around. You know, if she was in a dark alley, I wouldn't blame her for trying to get away, not trusting who these people were or whatever. I probably would have tried to do the same thing. I don't believe she was trying to run anyone over, because I think if she was trying to, she would have. Mm-hmm. Real easy. I mean, it would have been real easy to run over a person.
Well, and I think really, and this is entirely a tragedy, everything, the loss of her life, the officer, it all is.
It's all bad.
When you're looking at a public perspective, how you started by saying, you know, so many people were talking about this before there was any information, very irresponsibly. And so, you know, on both sides, but certainly, you know, J.D. Vance is the vice president, and you know, just kind of the way he talked about her was, again, I don't think we've seen that from a public official before. And I don't know that things have changed so drastically that, that this calls for that.
I hope we never see that again.
Yeah.
Because none of them should have been talking. The answer simply was, folks, this just happened. Someone's dead. We're not going to talk about this until the investigation, because none of us have any idea. That's all that all of the people on all sides should have said. Folks, this just happened. We don't have the facts. This is a horrific tragedy. We're going to wait until the investigation and we have more information. All sides should have said that, and they didn't. All right, we'll wait for your column to come out, Caitlin Buss, deputy editorial. Did we just write it for you? Deputy, I know we didn't. Deputy editorial page editor of the Detroit News. The thing we asked you to come on to talk about is, in fact, the House voting to extend Obamacare subsidies yesterday. Is that going to be meaningful and have teeth?
You know, I think it might, just simply because you have such a friction between Republicans right now. And so you're seeing some of them be willing to buck leadership as these midterms come closer and people have closer and closer races. You know, that will continue to be something that plays into very competitive races, you know, how these representatives act. Of course, the Senate is not going to, you know, give in to the subsidies wholeheartedly. So I think they're still all skirting around actual reform. You know, I haven't heard anything that gets too exciting. I mean, the best thing actually is Trump's idea to give people money, you know, to decide what to do with. And until they can get to that, until they can get to price transparency, voters are not going to be happy, whatever the political fallout is.
The bottom line is, it should make it very clear to both sides that we, the people, are screaming for help.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the people who can give us some help. So they, both sides, have got to stop ignoring this and choosing sides based only on their party and start to make some decisions based on the people they're supposed to be serving. And the people they're supposed to be serving have made it very clear we need some help, and they're in a position to offer it. What are they going to do?
Yeah, and it's the nitty-gritty, right? It's hard work to make a reform in healthcare, but it's got to get done.
Got to get done. It's one of the reasons they're there. That and keeping a budget so they can continue to have the government, which they can't get right anyway. And every 15 minutes, we have to go to the wall and maybe shut down government again, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous. We have to remember these things when it comes time to voting people in or voting people out. My vote is Caitlin Buss is in. She's the deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News with a boatload of incredible ability. And we appreciate you working hard to always get us the story correctly. Caitlin, thanks much.
Thanks, Paul. Right back at you.
Caitlin Buss, deputy editorial page editor for the Detroit News. As we continue in focus, I'm Paul W. Smith.